And right now it's time, though, for our Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. We get the chance to find out what educational things are going on in Lorain County. And one of them today comes from the Lorain County Joint Vocational School, where they had a special project that helped out some seniors. Chance this morning to talk with the JVS Allied Health Sciences instructor, Michelle Denham. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you're joining us this morning. Kind of an interesting project. Normally, when you think of people in the healthcare, you don't think of art, but apparently you've combined some of those things. Tell me about this project where you kind of brighten the spirits of those at the Hospice of the Western Reserve as well as O'Neill Healthcare.
Sure. So our students historically have become Hospice of the Western Reserve volunteers through our Allied Health Science program. And unfortunately, this year, due to some restrictions due to COVID, we weren't able to go into the different hospice facilities and healthcare facilities to allow the students a chance to get that hands-on piece with the residents. And so we've tried to be creative and come up with a way that the students could get involved in the community and help these residents who are feeling such a sense of isolation at this time. So we decided to socially distance in the fashion that we are in currently with COVID times, and we decided that maybe placing a little bit of art on the windows of O'Neill Healthcare might help just brighten the spirits of the residents. And we were smiling with them and waving and just showing them some friendly faces because they are feeling kind of alone and isolated, and we wanted to try to make a connection. And for our students, it was really meaningful and helpful.
Did this come from students, or was it your idea? How did it? Who was the one that maybe said, why don't we go ahead and, draw some nice art, put some, suns or flowers or maybe some holiday theme type of things on the windows?
It was a collaborative effort. So, again, we collaborate with Hospice of the Western Reserve, and our project coordinator, Michelle Gillum, was involved, as well as myself, the other allied health instructor, Kristen Yonkoff, and then our students. We kind of just pooled together and spent a couple of days discussing what would be best to promote some joy in the community. And the students and ourselves came up with this project.
What were the residents' response to this, having suddenly seen people outside their window or see the nice messages or the bright colors?
Right. They were very excited. There were a lot of smiles that we could see from the residents' faces. And, speaking from personal experience, my grandma went through a hospice experience, and I can recall going to visit her and waving to her through the window, and it just felt like a connection, the best that you could get at this point in time. So I think, again, it was very beneficial for both our students and the residents to kind of make that connection.
Did they have to develop a talent to write words backwards, right?
They did. There was some erasing. We did have to take that into account, correct? And some of our drawings had to be changed once we got on the scene and realized that the windows weren't as big as we thought, but in the end, it all worked out, and everybody had a fun time doing it.
Michelle, talk a little bit about the Allied Health Science Program and what students learn in that.
Oh, sure. So our Allied Health Science Program is designed for any students that are juniors or seniors in high school that may be interested in allied health careers, and that could range from anything from phlebotomy or medical assisting to nursing, or a lot of our students are even passionate about becoming doctors. So what we do is we try to lay a good foundation for the students, give them a lot of basic knowledge regarding medical terminology and basic patient care. We try to help, again, work within the community to get them real life experience so they can see what it's like to be a healthcare provider, just to kind of give them a step ahead to see if this is something they would like to continue to pursue once they graduate.
When you have also a hospice involved with this, you also have the end-of-life issues with that. How do you deal with that with the students? Maybe this is the first time they may be going through this or kind of sort of thinking, here's the reality of life.
That's a great question, because this is something that they will face oftentimes when they work in healthcare. And I have to say that the students have just met my expectations and beyond, because They seem to feel very comfortable. A lot of our students work in hospice facilities or rehab facilities, so they have a lot of, comfort in working with patients already that are end of life. But they've actually taught me a lot, to be honest. Just the way that they kind of go about approaching a patient or, knowing what to say in a moment of such stress and grief is pretty exciting for me as an instructor to see from a student. But believe it or not, they feel pretty comfortable with it, and they do a fantastic job.
Talk, about how this year has been really different for you, and maybe as an experience for them in healthcare, understanding protocols, things, the way they can work, and how you have to adapt and still be able to serve the people.
Right. So I think that they've really learned a lot about isolation precautions, for one, and our students that do work in healthcare facilities currently, they have to put all their gear on when they go into work every day. So I think they've really learned about, how intense it can be to work in a healthcare environment. And, flexibility, we've had to learn a lot of flexibility and grace because this year is different, unlike any other year. Unfortunately, they've missed out on a lot of experiences that JBS has been able to offer historically. But we're trying to fill the gap and trying to do the best that we can to give them a good idea of what to expect if they continue on in the healthcare field. But I definitely think that they're learning a lot about the importance of infection control and patient education, which are very important aspects of working in the healthcare field.
How is the education at the JVS working within other schools, if other schools are doing different things, because we've had some schools open, some not? How has that impacted what's going on at the Joint Vocational School and what your program is doing?
Well, currently we've been remote since about right before Thanksgiving, so we've been doing virtual learning. It's been a little challenging. However, it's been a great opportunity for us to have guest speakers, people that have worked or are currently working in the healthcare industry. We've had a physician come in and do a guest speaking experience, as well as a nurse practitioner. So I think that it's provided us a good opportunity to kind of allow for those experiences, and the students seem to enjoy that. And just trying our best to incorporate technology the best that we can with real-life videos and scenarios to try to give them a good picture of, what they'll see when they work in the healthcare industry.
Well, there's a lot of more examples out there with the different medical doctors, people within the CDC that might be in the news, or you see them. So there's a lot more of those people out front that maybe not on a normal year are out there. When you're also getting, I guess maybe these guys, your students are getting a look at telehealth, with the future from a lot of this medicine. They're, almost the way that you communicate with people through these different types of platforms, it's almost the same thing that's being used in the medical field.
Exactly. And one of our guest speakers did bring that point up when she was in this week. So, yeah, they're definitely seeing, modern medicine. And, I hope that they realize, and I'm pretty sure that they do, that, we're living history here and they can take a lot away from this experience. So as frustrating as it can be that we can't do some things, we're also learning a lot. And experience is the best way to learn, in my opinion, in any career, but definitely in healthcare careers, for sure.
Any plans for springtime window decorations, after
the
winter?
Yeah. We actually do, yeah, since the weather will be a little bit more friendly, hopefully, and on our side. We are hoping, because we have half of our group of students went through the hospice experience thus far, so we still have another half that hasn't experienced it yet. So we're hoping that that group can, do a window project or two, and then we also do projects. We provide care packages for the residents, so they put together a craft or some activities for the residents to do to stay busy while they're locked up in isolation. So we have a lot of those plants as well.
Where did you find all the art supplies that were needed for this sort of project, by the way?
Well, to be honest, in my basement. I have three small children, so I have a heavy supply of paint and brushes and stencils and whatnot. So that was probably the easiest part of the project, to be honest.
Just getting supplies and then getting the students there to do it. But again, putting the window decorations over at O'Neill Healthcare as well as Hospice of the Western Reserve to brighten the spirits the residents who are at this time are isolated more than a lot of us are in these times. Well, Michelle, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you're very busy for today, and we wanted to thank you and for what you guys are doing and just kind of honor you as part of our Champions of Education. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Michelle Denham, again, the JVS Allied Health Science Instructor, talking about what's going on at the Joint Vocational School as part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education. It's a vital self-renewing worldwide organization, Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.